Aloha. Thank you for calling the Claims Administrative Office. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please listen carefully as we have recently changed the options to better serve you. If you are a participant or a dependent, please press 1. If you are calling in response to a text alert regarding open claims, please press 2. If you are a healthcare or vision provider calling to obtain eligibility, benefits, or checking status on a claim, you may now visit our website at afl.pswadmin.com or press 3 to use our interactive voice response system. To reach the Network Administration Department regarding the Hawaii Community Health Alliance Network, press 4. We appreciate you, our valued customer. One of our customer service representatives will be with you momentarily. Mahalo. To help better service you, we would ask you to participate in our participant satisfaction survey. Please let the customer service representative know, and you will be sent a survey via email. It will take only 1 or 2 minutes for you to complete and return online, no need to print or mail, and will help us improve our service. Thank you.
Your estimated wait time is 1 minute.
To help better service you, we would ask you to participate in our participant satisfaction survey. Please let the customer service representative know, and you will be sent a survey via email. It will take only 1 or 2 minutes for you to complete and return online, no need to print or mail, and will help us improve our service. Thank you.
Your estimated wait time is less than 1 minute.
Thank you for calling the Trust Funds Office. How can we assist you?
Hi, this is Henry from Provider's Office. I'm calling in regards to check claim status.
And you're calling for what provider's office?
American Oncology Partners of Hawaii.
Tax ID number associated with your facility.
That's 99165636.
Is this the same number you just talked about earlier?
Yes, because I have recently verified the patient's eligibility via Medicare, and I have noticed that Medicare was primary and active since January 1st of 2025.
Okay, so you're telling me that?
Yes.
Okay, well, we already know that. So I don't know why you're telling me that.
Then why you guys have not processed that claim for that deed of services?
What data service?
The first one I have, it's for December 2nd of 2024.
What's the member ID?
Just one moment. That's 64677356601.
In order for us to proceed, we need a copy. They're asking a copy of the Medicare card for proof. So we will not proceed until we receive the copy of the Medicare card. And the member just informed us that they have another payer. We were not aware that the member had another payer. So the claim adjuster is asking for the copy of the Medicare card.
Okay, all right.
I did tell you that in our last call. If you folks have a copy, you should fax it over. So this was determined just recently on 8/15, which was not 2 months ago, like 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You need a copy of the Medicare card to confirm the effective date. So we need that copy. Normally it's on there. I said in our last call, if you have it, fax it over to us. If not, mm-hmm. the member would have to get it to us.
Okay, all right. And I have one more date of service. That's November 18 of 2024. And
when we receive the copy of the Medicare card, we will not proceed. That's what the reviewer is asking. So we need the member the copy of the Medicare card. So that's why it wasn't processed.
Because that claim was
copy of the Medicare. I understand, but they're asking a copy of the Medicare card. That's what they're asking. So if you can provide that to us, that would be great. We just received this not too long ago. It was actually received from the member on 8/14.
Mm-hmm.
We received this on 8/15, which was Friday, and we're asking for the copy of the Medicare card. So if you can give us a copy, we can move forward for the member.
Okay, right. And how about the claims for and after January 1st of 2025?
Well, what do you think?
Because from that, you guys are secondary, and I just wanted to obtain the status for two secondary claims.
Okay, you didn't even know if we were secondary or not, so how are you going to basically check the status if you didn't send it to the primary payer first? You need to send it to the primary payer first.
Okay, right, no problem.
But you didn't even know who